With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. As the state legislature streams more of its proceedings on the World Wide Web, the New Mexico State Supreme Court is approaching the same level of transparency. Supreme Court Justice Barbara J. Vigil spoke with New Mexico Close Up about putting proceedings online, and she says she's all for sunshine on the state's highest court.
In general, do you think that reporters and cameras should be allowed even streaming of proceedings?
I can't tell you how much that would be beneficial to the judiciary and to the public. For years, we have examined live streaming our oral arguments in the New Mexico Supreme Court. It's been a challenge because it has to do with technology and broadband, whatever that means, not being adequate. So we continue to try to explore ways in which we can provide the infrastructure to bring at least live streaming of our oral arguments to our citizens across the state who may not be able to drive up to Santa Fe and be physically present in the courtroom.
Cameras and other recording equipment have been banned from federal courtrooms since the 1940s under a court rule. According to uscourts.gov, in the 90s, the rules were changed so that judges could allow recordings of ceremonial proceedings, and today the U.S. Supreme Court releases audio tapes of its oral arguments and opinions. State court judges also have discretion to permit taping in New Mexico. Justice Vigil says she stands behind the idea of streaming and other means of providing electronic access to Supreme Court proceedings in the state. At the state capitol, cameras and recorders are allowed in committee and subcommittee hearings. Public access to lawmakers' business has improved significantly over the past few years. With KANW New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.